Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest today is Donovan McQuarrie, are known on YouTube and other sites as Donnie Wonderful. Good afternoon, Donovan. How are you?
I'm well, Ms. Angela Butler. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's good
and
to be back.
To
I
show.
Had fun last time. Yeah, thank you.
You know, this
you.
Is your seventh time on the show, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm back.
Show Talk with Angela Butler recently had a one-year anniversary on January 2nd of this year.
Well, congratulations on that. That's dope.
Thank you. I have over 200 shows. Well over 200, about 250.
Man, you keep going. That's the way. Keep the grind going.
Okay. I just want to say I saw where you recently performed in concert with Ice Cube. Was this your first time performing with him? I mean, I know the two of you were in Boys in the Hood together, but is this your first time?
This was the first time with me sharing the stage with Ice Cube. I actually opened up for him at the West Coast All-Stars in Vegas at Planet Hollywood. And it was interesting because, you know, I did my first movie with him. And that was actually my first performance at a venue doing hip-hop at a venue that big. So, you know, it was like a full circle. So it was a first time, and it was interesting, man. I had a lot of fun.
Okay. Were there a whole lot of people there? I mean, how many? 5,000, 10,000, 20,000?
I don't know the number for sure. They were still coming in when I was on stage. You know, the opening act, you know, we get a little love based off of how we promote, so a few people came to see me. Overall, it was probably anywhere from 55 to 6,000 people that came the whole night.
Did you say 55,000 to 60,000? That's a lot
no,
of
no,
people.
No. 55 to 6,000.
5,500. That's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I recently
mm-hmm.
watched Boys in the Hood. Still making that money. You. Do you normally perform with other artists? Or?
I do, actually. Right now, I've just been working on my solo project, been in the studio. I haven't been doing any shows as of lately. I'm about to kick that back in gear. But right now, it's just about putting the album together. I started off with an EP, but I've been cutting so many records that it's actually turning into an LP. So, you know, I'm just still going. Actually, a friend of mine helped me get that gig, and I actually wasn't prepared, so I had to crash course put a show together. I called my DJ friend of mine, DJ Cody, super talented DJ. He helped me out with that. It was just me and him rocking the stage. But we had little and minimal time to really put it together because I haven't been in show mode. So good thing that happened because now I'm actually in show mode and I'm about to start doing some shows pretty soon.
Okay. Have you released a new CD since the last show? I mean, you were talking about your CD, and I have some of your songs. So is this already been released, the songs that I'm going to play on this show?
I've uploaded some stuff on YouTube and SoundCloud right now just to, you know, demo and test it out, you know, to the public and, you know, for a few of my, you know, followers and fans that's out there. But right now the album is in the mixing process. I've been cutting a lot of records. I've probably cut about a good 30 of them, and I'm just going through the best of the best so I can give the audience my best.
Okay, that is great. I'm sure the audience loves you.
Word, much appreciated.
What competition are you participating in for votes in which station?
The competition, I've heard of. You're talking about the Power 106 competition?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists. I mean, like, they came out the woodworks. They were supposed to stop submissions and vote submissions, I believe, a couple of days ago, but they've accepted a few new artists. And I think there's about at least 10,000 songs uploaded, about 5,000 artists that have made submissions. I'm just one of them. And I've heard some good stuff, and I've heard some weird stuff. Nowadays, you know, so many things are accepted, so it's hard to say what's great, what's good, and hard to determine what somebody's going to like. You know, my thing is I just put 100% into my music, I come straight from the heart, and I try to talk about the things that are close to my heart, and hopefully it relates to people. When I compare myself to people, I think I'm the dopest. I'm the best.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, that's how I feel. I love me. And I heard some good stuff out there, but, you know, I don't know. You can call it bias or not, but my stuff, I think I'm winning.
Okay. All right. That's great. You're winning. That's great. Now, this station, is this a national station or is it only in California?
Yeah, it's California. 106 is one of the more popular stations. Their slogan is "Where Hip Hop Lives."
Okay. All right. Have you been in any other films since Boys in the Hood?
I have not. That was my debut motion picture situation, and I didn't really pursue it. I was more passionate about music. Around this time now, you know, I might get into some acting later on down the line, but, you know, one thing at a time. Right now I'm just doing the music thing and pretty much putting together my LP and just staying focused on it, you know, staying in the studio, cutting the records, networking, trying to work the social media situation because the industry is very different nowadays. Like, you can really network online and do a lot of promotion. So,
yes, you can.
You know, I'm getting into it now.
Is this your first CD, or do you have others?
No, I've been working for a long time. My main thing was production. I've always been behind the scenes, producing a lot of other artists. One of my claim to fame, what I cut my teeth on in the industry, was a project called The Peace Warriors out of Watts, and I did that with Watts Records. We got a lot of artists from Watts, Nickerson Gardens, and it was to promote peace in the streets. It was sort of like a Peace Treaty 2. And I mixed and mastered, produced the whole album, along with a producer friend named Jay Hitz. And my main thing was production, so I was always behind the scenes. And I was fortunate enough to work with a lot of talented MCs and just help them critique styles and all that, you know, so... In doing that, I kind of developed my style, you know, just being around so much talent. You know, you get around, when you're doing production and engineering, you're around a lot of talent, and you see a lot of ways you can help people.
Oh, so you're a production and an engineer. Okay.
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Let's
sure.
talk about that. Who all have you worked with? What artists have you worked with and things like that, with both production and engineering? Can you talk about that?
Well, I've engineered for a lot of people. I don't know if you know Chaka Khan is my aunt-in-law. I've engineered. She's my aunt-in-law, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I've engineered a few sessions for her back in the day. I worked with Charles Wright. He was a part of the actual Peace World project. We did a remake of Express Yourself. And I've been in the studio with George Clinton, DJ Quick. I don't name drop too much. Of course, my brother Darius McCrary, who's a extremely talented vocalist. A lot of people might not know, and a lot of people do know actually. But outside of that,
your brother played on Family Matters, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed.
He was a Winslow. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's old school. His later thing was Y&R, Young and the Restless. A little more recent. He was the new Malcolm on the show.
Okay.
But yeah, my main thing too was also just like I perform, produce local artists, and I've just been in the studio with a lot of talented MCs, vocalists.
You don't let the name drop. Okay.
That's not really my thing too much, but I've worked with a few people, you know, I guess you say, you know.
Okay. So you went into production and engineering after Boys in the Hood. You worked behind the scenes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel, you know, being behind the scenes, how did that make you feel? Was it a good feeling? Were you just trying to learn?
Well, it's interesting how, like, the cycles go.
Did you go to college for it? I mean.
Not at all. I picked it up. It was a trade I picked up from an engineer and a producer friend of mine. My cousin actually was a learning engineer. He was studying it. He was hitting the books real hard. At that time, he was studying, and I was actually an artist, and I was just an MC. I didn't know how to work an MPC 60. That's what it was back in the day. A lot of new and upcoming producers probably never even seen one of those before, but it's one of the greatest machines to do drum programming. But he actually taught me how to use it. And then when I learned how to use that, you know, I got my keyboard. I just started messing around. I always played the piano. So I had, you know, songs.
Okay, you played the piano. You play, is that the only instrument you play?
You know what? I'm like a jack of all trades, master of no craft. So, you know, I don't brag about my skills, my musicianship skills, but I do play bass, guitar, drums, and keys.
That's not bragging. That's just saying what your talents are. You're being too humble.
It's comfortable for me, but when I get on that mic, I'm not humble at all. I got to tell you, the humble goes away when I get that mic in my hand. It's a whole different thing now.
Okay.
But you know, I know so many talented musicians that in comparing myself to them, I just don't. Because I've had the honor to work with so many of them, and I've seen, like, their talents are, like, superhuman. So when I pick up the guitar after playing and producing with somebody like Dave Foreman, who's, I mean, played with everybody from Boyz II Men to Janet Jackson, I'm like, oh, you play this. I'm trying to show you what to play, and you play it, embellish it, make it better, and I'm going to go sit down. I'll push these buttons over here.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, listen, we're going to go to one of your songs, okay?
Word.
We're going to play one of your songs, and I call them songs, but it's really rap and stuff.
Yeah, song, that's a song. You got it.
All right.
You're right on.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mass murder on the bullshit.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Who shot you? It's the motherfucking monster. In the doctor coat with no dollars to sponsor. My lab's research, so I'm gorilla with my options. I had three words, when I reveal them, they get nauseous. Only the realists know what God is, but it's not. It's all of the bullshit they taught us. Superstitious religious system gives them the nonsense. I ain't buying it for time and they do right, you rather because it ain't logic to believe in something that is nonsense. And they make them rules up and they expecting you to follow them. Put them laws on them and get you stuck up on that pause button. Keep enforcing them, the power of rulers giving all to them. And I regard the illusion if you get to die more than human. And now man ain't kind to mankind. It's war in the field and war on my damn mind. And I can see what's wrong, but it still feels like I'm blind. Cause the visual solutions be on a matter of time. And I can tell you easy what's wrong with all of my people. But the only problem is, all of them ain't my people. And man was not created equal. We just got equal opportunities to live a legacy before the eulogy. And there will be another sequel. Where we is part three, but going from 3D to 5D beautifully. They say home is where the heart is.
Yeah, I'm a long way from home. Yeah.
So what that means, I'm heartless.
Yeah.
And I'm about to find a way to roam.
Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing.
Committing mass murder on the
playing basketballs on the court, or in the court of law, or on the football field, or in the field of war. Either way it goes, it's more than you bargained for. Cause the land's propaganda's designed to target y'all. A lack of understanding is why we often fall victim to the same formula, keeping faith in the law. Keeping faith in the government, keeping faith in the law. Faith in the world's end, and now your faith is just lost. You think that what I'm saying is a mountain of hate? I'm just saying, you give a lot of power away. Now take your power back and put some of the blame on yourself. For me, but need to stop blasting for help.
I'm a jack, no reparation.
They say home is where the heart is.
Yeah, I'm a long way from home. Yeah.
So what that means, I'm heartless.
Yeah.
And I'm about to find a way to roam.
Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing. Tell them I keep it pushing.
Mass murder on the bullshit.
I stay rapping, I stay hungry, I stay chill. I stay laughing, cause they funny, I stay real. I stay grinding, I stay shining, I stay humble. You stay whining and hate fine, and I stay broken. And try to remember what my mama told me. Get it in lowly, cause everybody ain't your homie. But you gotta keep it in the road of the truck. Cause you just learned me as in TV is not real.
I knew that.
It's all scripted, let's all lift it, it's all tip it. And get drunk on the lily pad, but dogs rip it. In other words, things aren't what they seem. Tell me what's another reality to another dream.
Stay home is where the heart is.
Yeah, I'm a long way from home. Yeah.
So what that means I'm heartless.
Yeah.
Me and Prime Maximus collaborated on that track together. He's a super producer, a cat I grew up with, producing together way back in the day. His claim to fame was Beamer Benz of Bentley with Lloyd Banks and Joel Santana. So shout out to my man Prime, man. He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. Okay.
Cold producer.
So what's the name of that song?
That was Pushing.
Pushing? Okay.
Keep it pushing, yeah.
Yeah, I normally don't listen to a lot of rap, I guess because I'm in my 40s. I kind of like the beat and everything.
All right.
I can tell you have talent.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time.
You've been doing that for a long time?
Yeah, doing the hip-hop for a long time, back and forth. I like to consider myself more than just an MC, although that's my trade. I've also done rock. I've been in like 3 different rock bands. You know, I grew up in church and gospel, so the musicianship is like all around me. So whenever I do a production, I try to make sure that I keep dimension in it and not just a 4-bar loop and something that's kind of monotonous and hypnotizing. So I try to mix it up because I think music should stimulate instead of just like keep people kind of stagnant, you know. A lot of stuff you hear nowadays is very just 808 driven and claps, and it's just like the same tone and frequency you're hearing over and over again. And sometimes it starts to sound like everybody's remixing the same song over and over. Everyone's using the same sound. So what I try to do when I do my music is give them a little bit of that because people are kind of conditioned to understand music on that frequency in hip-hop, but also I mix in a little instrumentation with, you know, some guitars I like to play. You hear some bass slides in there. Little keys, little roads, you know. So I like to mix it up so I can give them the best of both worlds.
Okay. Sounds great. It definitely sounds like a little bit of rock in there. Rock, you know what I'm saying? Not exactly rock, but it's called, what is that called? Hard rock, maybe?
George Clinton would call it ghetto metal.
Metal music. Yeah.
Ghetto metal.
Heavy metal music. Yeah. Okay. George Clinton. All right. You ever perform with any of your family members? I mean, like your dad or somebody? Do you ever do that?
You know what? My dad is based now in Hong Kong, and he's actually really big out there as a performer. He performs in all the big hotels. They're really big on lounge and jazz music out there. And I was fortunate enough to go down there one time, and he called me out, and I sang Frank Sinatra, New York, with him, What a Wonderful World, by Louis Armstrong. And that's not my style, but I grew up singing, so, you know, I kind of pulled it off. It was a little weird. And then he asked me to freestyle rap over some, like, jazz music, and that was interesting, and I did it. You know, everybody loved it. They clapped and cheered, you know, but they were very supportive, you know, because it was the first time they ever saw somebody come in there and rapping over lounge music. So that was the most recent performance I've done with my dad. But I grew up performing with my dad, actually. He taught me how to sing and, you know, taught me how to play the piano. And we used to perform in the church all the time. But as far as anything else, we actually worked together a lot in the studio behind the scenes, and I did a lot of engineer work for him, you know, with Chaka Khan and, you know, a few other artists. So me and my dad have worked together often, but it wasn't on the stage. It was more so behind the scenes, and I was, you know, pushing the boards and pushing the buttons and stuff.
Okay. All right. But you can sing, though. Would you like to sing now or no? Yes or no?
Well, you know, I sing a little bit. That's not my thing. You know, I actually, you know, there's some of the songs. One of the songs that I sent you, Love, is actually, that's me singing on the chorus.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do. I mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to sing. I like to play, you know. You know, I can play you something.
Okay. All right.
Don't get me started,
because,
you know, I'll turn in the Calhoun Tubbs on you. I'll tell you, I wrote a song about it, like the Hit It Go.
Okay. Hey. Okay, so did you write these songs yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
You wrote those too?
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Great.
Yeah, I pride
That's
myself
great.
On writing my own lyrics. I'm not opposed to collaborating with other people, maybe if they give me an idea for a chorus or something, but I do not rap anybody else's lyrics. I pride myself on writing all.
Okay.
Not at all. That's not my thing. I mean, I might get an idea. Somebody might inspire an idea, or they could be a muse. And, you know, I get inspired and I'll go in and let my hand and my soul do the work. But I pride myself on writing my own material. You know, I think especially in the hip-hop industry, I couldn't consider myself a real MC if I didn't write my own material. You know, there are people who are ghostwriters in the industry, and I thought it could be good enough to be a ghostwriter. I wouldn't mind writing for somebody else, but for my personal preference, I got to write my own verses. Now, chorus, if you give me an idea for a chorus for a song, I'll take that and roll with it, you know, just to collaborate. But got to write my own stuff. I'm going to stick with it for that.
Okay, so you write your own music.
Yes,
all right, that's great. I'm going to play another one of your songs, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
All right.
that's too hard to do, and hate is easy peasy. Just find a tone to argue to, create and believe me. And keep believing stupid, like men are from Mars, women from Venus. When we live on the same earth, we're so genius. You know why it's hard to find love nowadays? It's been a reason, but it is, it's something to give. And it shows that I'm out of my mind, but I think where people don't even exist. And when I come back, no, but travel at the speed of thought. Try to redefinition of what we were taught. Change the contention on the most thing ever thought. I survived being alive, exactly what it's not. And it's not really something you can have at all. Whether you know it or not, it is what we are. People die to protect it, try to infect it. So find what you're naked, so why get erected? Find some respect in the meaning of erection. But you wouldn't be here, the meaning of a blessing. Something you can never have. But what it is, something you can only have. Yeah.
That's the clean version of love. And I got to give a shout out again to Prime Maximus on the collaborator on that track and my man Dave Foreman. That was that guitar solo you heard at the end. He's like, in my opinion, one of the greatest musicians on the planet. He's another guy, he plays the bass just as well as he plays the guitar and the keys, and just an awesome musician. So shout out to Dave Foreman.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
The question that I have been asked to ask is, and I already know the answer, but I have to ask it, are you married?
Am I married?
That's what they asked me to ask you in email.
You know what? I'm perfectly fine with being perfectly honest about that question. I am married, but not by law. I'm married by love.
Okay.
So you know, I notice nowadays a lot of people, the divorce rate is higher than it's ever been in America. And I can honestly be happy to say that I'm not a part of that statistic.
Okay.
And all right. I've been with my kid's mom for 10 years now, and we got two beautiful little girls, 9 and 4, Trinity and Serenity. So, you know, we are doing the family thing, and those are my biggest fans, my biggest support team.
All right. That's great. Have two little girls. That is great.
Yeah, watch out for Serenity, the 9-year-old. She's gonna make me retire real soon because she knows how to play a few of my songs already.
Yes, I have a daughter too. And two
Word.
Yeah, I'm a grandmother.
You a grandmother. I can't believe that. You a grandmother? Get out of here.
I'm in my early 40s, yeah. I'm a grandmother.
You're holding it down. Get down.
If you win this contest, what will it mean to you? I mean, What will it mean to you if you win the contest with V106?
With Power 106, if I win this contest,
Power 106. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that was
it's all good. Yeah, I mean, I know you guys don't have power out there. Power 106 out there.
No.
But
no.
Yeah,
if I were to
But if I were to win the contest, what it would mean to me would just be just a major accomplishment because. This is not the kind of competition that I would naturally participate in, but it's a thing to where now in me pursuing my artistry, I'm just throwing myself out there to the public like an open book. I want to just, you know, I want to gain some fans and some supporters and, you know, get people to understand my plight and what I believe in and just, you know, take my journey with me. So it's like a part of my journey, and it's, you know, I have a saying, like, that's how you turn your stepping stone into a diamond. So it would be, you know, me turning that stepping stone, that one step into a diamond, and, you know, I would just take it from there. It's just part of the journey. You know, I always think the journey is never over. It's just the most important part, you know. So I'm not looking for that big pie in the sky. I'm just looking for making a consistent journey upward and spiral.
Okay. All right. Where will you be performing at next?
Right now, it's pretty much going to be local-based. I'm trying to stay close because it's really crunch time for me right now. I'm working on a few other projects on the production side, and I'm not allowed to really say who and what. But it's really crunch time, so I'm going to be doing some local spots, a spot called the Open Door in the Federal Bar. Little small little gig just to keep my chops up. When I do my personal shows, I do this thing where I rap and play the guitar at the same time, acoustic. So I like the small settings, real intimate, so I can touch the people, touch the crowd, you know what I mean, and get to know them and talk to them.
Yes.
And I actually have more fun, or not more fun, but just as much fun doing a big venue as I do doing just a small spot. The funny thing about that is I always get the butterflies before I perform, but whenever I do bigger – yeah, every time. But what I do is I transform that energy like an alchemist into something great to just give them just raw, just downy, wonderful energy. And when I'm doing the smaller venues, I sense more nervousness in myself than I do when I do the bigger venues. It's interesting.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
Because it's so intimate and it's so personal that it's like just right there, you know, so it's a trip.
Okay. All right, so you get butterflies with the smaller, did you say smaller venues?
Yeah, I feel more of a nervous energy in a smaller venues. Now, it's not a negative nervous energy. It's more of like a kind of a neutral excitement, nervous. You know, I'm way closer to the people. So when I'm doing the bigger venues, the stage is high. You're away from the people. Sometimes I just want a stage dive, but I'm a fairly big guy, I'm 220, so I don't know if they, you know, they probably be able to hold me if it's enough people. But, you know, I just, you're further away from them, so it's like, you know, you could be in more of your zone. When you do the smaller places, it's like you're right there with them. So it's like the energy with less people sometimes even feels just as high. It's interesting.
Oh, okay. All right. So with less people, the energy can feel just as high. Okay, I've never, only thing I ever did perform, because I cannot sing and I cannot rap, is theater. I worked with Mr. T.Y. Martin out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Lord Why Me years ago, back in 2009.
That's awesome.
And I worked on Shakespeare, the Macbeth's A Marriage Made in Hell. I did other films, but I
was. Now, how was that? Did you feel any butterflies, any nervousness when you're on stage?
Yes. That Lord By Me was only like my second or third theater play, and they had like two or three acts. So, and I played two roles. I played the goofy old woman, and I played a gangster back in
2000. Oh, multi-talented. That's dope.
Yeah, I had two roles. Yeah, I've acted some, but I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
I hope to get an agent again, so I don't know. Maybe go
back.
Yeah,
I mean, if you got any passion about it, don't give up on it. That's what I say. I mean, I'm taking another run.
2010, getting acting.
Oh, that's not too long ago.
I've been up for some Florida State University films, Lord Why Me, and I forgot the other. Not Lord Why Me, but Deaf Guys Finish Last and two others. I did some university films, college student films.
Wow, that's awesome.
I've been
and
in
then
my
you
eight.
Flipped it in the doing the radio show and the interview, man. That's cool. You're multi-talented.
Yeah. I'm okay.
See, now you being humble.
I'm okay. I'm not the best, but. You know,
hey, well,
humble,
that could be the word of the day. That's a good word. I think it'd be a good thing if, you know, we can embrace a little more humility as a people, to the human race. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not bragging anything. It's just part of something I did, part of my resume. So.
Word. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
But I've definitely never been in a film that won an Oscar. okay. Where will you be performing at next?
Well, the bar that I was telling you about is called the Open Door, and it's a spot in North Hollywood, a little intimate, a little scene. And I'm going to be booking some shows at another spot, Kulak Woodshed. Interesting thing about these places is they have video guys there that actually recorded in HD. So when I actually do and book the shows, I'll be posting it up online so, you know, everybody can see Donnie Wonderful Gets Down.
Okay.
And hopefully I can get my brother, not hopefully, anytime I'm performing and he can make it, he's going to come because he's like...
He's an actor
in a singer's body. Like, he's really, like, he is, like, one of the coldest vocalists, man. Like, I'm going to throw it out there when we do the show because he's going to come, too, and it's going to be awesome.
Is it just the two of you? Are you talking about Mr. Darius McQuarrie?
Yes, ma'am. My sister
okay.
is also a very talented artist, and she's, like, an amazing writer. Like, we all write together. I write pop, R&B, gospel, all kind of songs, but she has the heaviest hand in the family. Her pen is heavy. And I've done some records with her, and so anytime I'm doing something, I like to try to incorporate my family. Super family oriented, you know, so you'll probably see her too.
Family up close like that. That's real good.
Actually, me and my sister were working on a record today, actually, and I was I was writing it. She's gonna be singing the chorus on it, so she's gonna come over later.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. I look forward to seeing you in film again one day.
One day, you know, I kind of shut that down in consciousness, like it wasn't for me because I didn't have the passion for it. As a kid,
I understand.
You know, when I was younger, I was into sports and music. I didn't like going on the auditions and the callbacks. We lived way out in West Covina. We had to go to Hollywood and L.A. and I wouldn't get the part, and I'd get the letdown. I'd be like, Mom, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it anymore, Mom. She said, all right, baby, I'm not going to force you to do it.
I've got turned down for things, too. A lot of things.
You gotta have that passion for that.
Yeah, I get tired of hearing no.
But now, you know, nowadays I'm like, okay, I can see. You know, as a man, I'm like, you know what? I need to go and throw it out there. You know, so, you know, I'm opening that door back up. I hope I have a clear channel into the realm of emanation, and it comes to me. And if it does, I'm going for it.
You should. Use all of the talent God has blessed you with. Use it to its fullest. You should.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
and I'm definitely going to take advantage of a blessing,
talented.
You know. If you don't use it, you lose it.
I'm not just saying that
to
say words. You are talented. So
thank you.
My advice is to go ahead and pursue it and be the best you can be at it because God's giving you more than one talent.
You know, when I did the audition, I got the third call back for Boys in the Hood. It was funny. I remember John Singleton, he told me, he said, man, you're a good actor, man. You're a real good actor because I finally got a chance to read for him. And then I was a little nervous. I was like, man, the producer of the movie told me I'm a good actor, and I've never really been in a major motion picture before. So he basically told me I had the part without telling me. He said, for the next few weeks, I want you to always be having something in your hand eating. You know, the character Little Ricky is always eating something, so, you know, just be eating stuff. So I was like, is he telling me I got the part right now? So I was all excited, but that was the first time that I heard that, you know, I was a good actor. And I don't know, that wasn't enough for me to just pursue it, and it should have been because, you know, it's a good thing to do to be able to, you know, get those roles and be on that camera.
You were in that film with people who really, you too, I'm not going to leave you out, who really went places, you know, after that.
Yeah,
video.
Lawrence Fishburne, Cuba Gooding Jr., man, Lawrence Fishburne, Cuba Gooding Jr., and I mean, Ice Cube, that was an honor to be a part of that, you know. I didn't realize it then, but looking at it now and seeing the accolades that the film has won, I'm like, wow, you know, that's a blessing that I was able to be a part of that.
Yes, and you should, again, I said this again, I know I'm repeating myself, and you didn't ask me for this advice or encouragement because I'm sure you don't need it, but I'm going to say you should pursue all of God's blessings and gifts that he's bestowed upon you.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't
you know
wait.
What? I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that advice. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you ever do anything with teenagers or anything?
You know what? I have two awesome nephews, in-laws or in-laws, the way our marriage thing works. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with them. Shout out to Joaquin and Jihad and DJ, you know. I would love to spend more time with them, but when I do, you know, I try to give them as much as I can, especially young boys, young men coming up in society nowadays, how everything is so crazy and so many distractions, so much information and things to deter you from a path. And there's nothing better than a focused young man with a goal. And, you know, I always try to get them to just, you know, do as much as they can and make the right choices. So I put it around them, things like fitness, staying in shape, taking care of your health. Remember how important family is. My main thing right now is my daughters, because they're close to me. So, you know, that's where I spend most of my time. I actually homeschool them.
That's a good thing. It's nice to hear.
My real job is homeschooling them, because we both homeschool our kids. So that's the hardest thing, is the homeschool situation. So outside of that, I mean, like, that homeschool is like, ooh, that's crucial.
Yes, my brother is homeschooled. He's 17, but now he's going part-time out to a local technical school here in the town that I live in.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a Taekwondo expert. He won second place over in Mobile, Alabama. I was in Alabama this past weekend watching my brother perform Taekwondo, and he won second place, 17-year-old.
Wow.
First tournament.
That is cool. That's cool.
You got two medals. There was a lot of people there in Mobile, Alabama. I just want to say I'm proud of you, little bro.
Shout out to him. That's right, man. Keep it going. Keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, okay. What would you like to say to the people listening that hasn't already, you know, that hasn't been covered in this show?
Well, probably to go to power106.com and register for the Who's Next competition and vote for Donnie Wonderful with a Y, D-O-N-N-Y, Wonderful. I need votes. It's a thing where you can vote every day. And also, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's just type in Donovan McCrary, because Donnie Wonderful is Donovan McCrary. And you can look it up on YouTube. Everybody subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm actually trying to build as many supporters, more so than fans, than anything. Because supporters will rock with you. They'll ride with you. They believe in what you believe in, what you stand for. If you really break down my lyrics, a lot of them are kind of people would say I go for shock theory. But the only reason why I do that is because I like to draw your attention so I can really, you know, bring in the balance to, you know, bring a focus to it. So a lot of the stuff is deeper than the surface shows, and when you listen to the lyrics, you know, you can go on that journey with me. So just, you know, go to type in Donnie Wonderful, and, you know, I'll come along for the ride, man, trying to gain as many supporters and fans as I possibly can.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I'll put my little vote in there.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. We're going to end the interview with one of your songs. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And you're welcome to come back at any time.
Thank you for having me. Had a good time.
Thank you, Donovan McCrary, or better known as Donnie Wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Rational. I can't believe the thing that I had to do. Now I gotta get clean like an addict too.
sticking to the pain so casual. I can look into the future but separation, and it's easy to do but I'm never patient. Everything that I'm used to disintegrating right in front of my face because I'm sick of hating. Too many grown men suck a dick of Satan and counter our natural configuration, which is supposed to be because of one nation under the groove of some about to replace it. Forced in dead decapity and all of a sudden got you mad at me with a crab in the barrel mentality. A dog eat dog is killing us actually. You can talk a little shit but you rap at me, but there'll never be another to speak after me. Change will come but it'll be gradually. You might not see it but know that it's happening. I go outside and look at the sun and wonder why we just can't be one. But before I go blind I close my eyes and visualize and realize that we're already one under the sun. Hard to do and hate is easy peasy. Just find the tone to argue to, create and believe me, and keep believing stupid like men are from Mars, women from Venus. When we live on the same earth, but so genius. You know why it's hard to find love nowadays? It's really reason to know what it is. It's something to give, and it shows that I'm out of my mind. But I say where people don't even exist. And when I come back, no but travel at the speed of thought. Try to redefinition of what we were taught. Change the contention on the most thing ever thought. I survive legalize exactly what it's not. And it's not really something you can have at all. Whether you know it or not, it is what we are. People died to protect it, tried to infect it. So find what you neck it, so why get erected? Find some respect in the meaning of erection. What you wouldn't be is the meaning of a blessing. Something you can never have. But what it is, something you can only have. Yeah.
Donovan McCray, better known as Donnie Wonderful. You can tell which is my favorite song. It's the one that says love. I like that a lot. I played it twice. All right, listeners, that's going to end the interview. I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Please come back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will be hearing Dr. Walter Burns. He is a commissioned member of President Barack Obama's kitchen cabinet. He will be on the show talking and discussing different things. As you know, by the Facebook posting and the blog talk posting, he is a judge, a juvenile judge in Georgia. So tune in and listen to him talk about his book and about President Barack Obama, if he cares to share that information with Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening. Don't forget to support Mr. Donovan McQuarrie, better known again as Donnie Wonderful, and he told you where you could go vote at, YouTube, and different places. So do that. Show some support and love for Mr. McQuarrie, Donnie Wonderful. Have a good night, everybody.